The lead of my pencil held its sharp point. No words had dulled the tip as I sat at my desk, staring at the piece of paper. The air was thick as I focused, trying to think past the block behind my eyes. All the words were contained into tiny little compartments inside my head, begging to be spilled across the paper. I had nothing. Some days I had fountains, and others, I was as dried up as a well in the Arizona desert. Did they even have wells in Arizona? Shit, I whispered to myself, and looked around my apartment completely distracted. New light beige couches offset the dark flooring. The walls were bare except for a few of my brother Declan's paintings, and the open, loft-like space felt cold despite the worn, warm-colored exposed brick. The kitchen, with its stainless steel and black granite, felt too industrial. I'd moved in this spring after my mother passed away unexpectedly of a stroke. It's funny how the world worked. You had everything one day, and then the next it was washed away in one giant tsunami of shit. I used to think God could fix everything. I thought he had all the answers. I'd prayed that he would show me the right way. But I was still misled, just like everyone else. I was the youngest of three boys. Liam and Declan were older than me, 2 years separating each of us. Liam, the leader, owned the tattoo shop Avenues Inc., where we all worked. They were the real artists, though. I just ran the desk and helped with finances, not that I knew what the hell I was doing with that either. My degree was in theology. I'd once thought that I wanted to be a priest. My obsession with the church started when I was 11. It was the year I received my first Holy Communion, and the same year my brother, Declan, had tried to kill himself. I'd come inside from playing in the backyard, like any other day, and found him. He suffered from schizophrenia and depression, but we hadn't known it yet. My parents hadn't believed him when he'd said that he'd been haunted by voices. Declan was only 13 years old when he tried to silence the voices no one else could hear. Since that day, after he'd attempted to hang himself in the closet, that image, it pushed me. It had fueled everything inside of me. I'd wanted to help him, others like him, help anyone I could. And I thought God would be the one with all the answers. God had to have the answers. God was the one who'd created us. God was the one who could help. My brother suffered from his illness, and I had to know why. Why some people had it good and others didn't. Why we'd been forced to watch as my dad succumbed to his alcohol addiction. Why my oldest brother, Liam, had to give every bit of who he was to support our family while my mother lost hope and withered away. Liam had worked so hard to keep us afloat, and after our dad died of cirrhosis, he bought the tattoo shop. Liam had single-handedly brought our little family back to life, but not even that was sacrifice-free. Liam and his girlfriend had split up for a while when he'd chosen to stay here to help our family while she'd moved to California, and I'd put becoming a priest on the back burner to help take care of Mom. My fingers gripped the wood of the pencil, and I lowered my head.